Man ant, who are you? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Compassionate. If you know why God made you in this world, then you begin to know everything. When you know why God made you and why He put you in this place, then you will know the secret of yourself. He has made everyone to carry the message of the truth to all human beings. He wants everyone to know why He has made them, not to eat, not to sleep, but only to know Him. When you have this knowledge, then you can go and give it to anyone who wants to become complete. But you cannot know if you cannot walk in the way, God's special way. First, you must begin to know yourself, because everything that matters is inside you, not outside. All the secrets are inside you, and you are the holy secret. If you know yourself, then you can touch the secret with your hand, but with a new hand. God has changed everything in you because He is the mercy. Why do you search outside? God put the mercy inside you. When you know the secret of the mercy and understand its meaning, then you begin to know Him. Many people feel the mercy and want it, but can neither take it nor give it, because the mercy is not inside them. If you want to know, then you must open your heart and remember the name of God. Listen to what He says and do not refuse any order at any time. He sends the orders, not only to the prophets, but to everyone. He has sent and taught the order to all the prophets. Then He took the qualities from the prophets and put them in the guides, because there are no more prophets now, only guides. God teaches the guide, soul to soul. When you were born the first time, I do not mean in this world, but in pre-eternity, God said, I made the human being from one soul, and I put him in the numbers. He put the numbers on the outside, because on the inside there are no numbers. He also said, I made the sides, places, but really there are no sides. And I have made many people, but there is only one, me. You are Adam, the same Adam as when God made the first picture. You are the beginning, but then the picture goes. God put all the qualities in Adam, but where is Adam? There is no Adam, only God. Yet what He put in Adam, He also put in you. You see many pictures, but really there is only one picture. It is like a mirror. You look and you see your face, but whose reflection is this? The qualities are the same. For example, Allah has put the quality of hearing in your ear, but for what? Only to hear His voice. Return this quality to Him. He has given the human being all His 99 qualities, and He speaks through all of them. When He wants any of these qualities, He takes them. One of the qualities is Al-Hayy, the living. This is a special quality from which all the other qualities flow. When the order comes to die, where do you go? There is no place. He wants you to return to your origin in the first world. All is all. He wants you to return to Him. You see all the qualities in every person, but really there is only a veil from Him, or for Him. If you see a quality and it is different from the name, then you are not looking from the truth. Every quality is the same as the name. If you say, this is my quality, you are wrong. No quality is yours. But if you find the real meaning of this quality and you know where it is from, then I say that when you leave this world, you do not die. This quality remains because it is from God, and God does not go. You are the mirror of God. He wants to see Himself inside your reflection. That is why He put these qualities in you, but you cannot keep any quality for yourself. You are the holy name and the secret, but know the meaning of the secret. If you return all the qualities right now, then you can understand the secret. You are the name and you are very holy, but know the name. Know who walks and know who speaks and know who makes everything. Every material thing you see in this world, like radio and television, for example, would be entirely different if you came here in 1,000 years. This is by His hand, because He wants to speak through these things. So when you use these things, know who is speaking with you. This is the voice of God, who speaks on the radio or television. Where is the voice that inspires people to make these things? One may think this is from my mind. I made it. Yet God put the secret in everything, and He wants everyone to see it. When you listen and understand what this voice is, then you know that this is the voice of God. So when you ask who made it, you know that God put the secret inside this person who made it to speak with you. God says, I am here in everything. You can hear me. God put his light in every picture. When you erase this picture and look with the eye of your soul, and you look from the inside to the inside, you will find the answer. But you will need to break your tomb. You need to break your body and to break your soul. If you do not break your tomb, you have wasted your time. If you do not break your tomb, you cannot wake up. But when I say break, what I mean is clean. Make all the qualities in your body pure. Be the slave for God. Be the mercy and be courteous with everyone. Help everyone because they are all the reflections of God, but they do not understand that they are. This is your chance to know who you are. He has helped you. Why not help another who needs help? All the people in this world need the peace. They search now to find the peace. If you want to find peace, you must first break your tomb. You cannot feel quiet if you do not leave your body because you feel trouble where you are now. God wants everyone to wake up from his sleep. He wants everyone to be special for him. Clean and clean and clean your heart. You need to change and to clean everything, beginning with your body. After that, you need to clean your heart because the heart is the ruler of your body. If the ruler is not clean, then how can the body be clean? If a ruler sits among the people and he is not good, how do the people live? Your body has a special government, and this government is very holy. You must change your heart to be the house of God. God will not come to sit in the house if that house is not clean. How do you clean your body? From the beginning, you must believe in every order that God sent through his prophets. Do not make differences between any of them or any of the holy books, because every word has a deep meaning, but not everyone understands. He has sealed every word in the last book and in the last prophet. Muhammad, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, is the prophet of love. If you walk, you must listen and not refuse any order that he has given. Do not harm anyone. Send mercy to everyone. Do not steal. Do not sleep with anyone unless you are married. Be righteous. Pray to him and also pray for yourself. God does not need this praying, but he wants to clean you when you pray, to clean all the unnecessary qualities. When you pray for the quality of the guide. How do you pray? Who is speaking with your tongue when you pray? God speaks with your tongue. This is the secret. When you begin to walk in the way, you need to remember the name all the time, when you are awake and when you are asleep. Only your body sleeps, but the qualities within you do not sleep. For example, when you dream, you see many things and you feel many things, some good and some bad. Another sleeping beside you does not feel the same thing you do. When you dream, sometimes you live in the garden and sometimes you live in the fire. But do you? Not really. This is what it is like in this life. Why does the person sleeping beside you not feel what you feel? Because your soul is not in your body. Your soul is free and travels fast and far. What is the meaning of this? This is the secret. But he wants to show you some of the secret. Sometimes you sit here and in one moment your soul travels to Holland or to somewhere else. When you give everything and you're beginning to know, then he can give you everything in one moment. So give. But what do you have to give? You have nothing, yet he says, give to me. What he really wants from you is for you to be special for him, to be clean and to be a slave. This is the real life, and there is no life like this life, if you reach. This is my life. I want all the family and anyone who lives in this world to be feeling what I feel. This is your message. Everyone needs to live in peace, to live with the peace and the mercy, and to live in the garden. Everyone. God made all the people to live in the garden. But for those who refuse what he wants, what can he make for those people? Nothing. If you refuse, how can you take? But he helps everyone because he is the mercy and he is the love. If you do not love, you cannot have what you want because everything is in the love. Love everything. When you love everything, you love God. Then you know the real meaning of the love. If a person who lives outside loves a woman, he loves like everyone would love. But when he reaches and he understands the deep love and he is complete, living only for his beloved God, then he really loves. Then he knows the deep love, and this love is different from the love of those who live outside. This is the true love. Be loved. Be loved, beloved. This is a special message and a holy one. Who are you? Man, ant. Allah.